Hey, hey, howdy. Liberals, they have rigid flexibility. Liberal Maxine, she was driving through a parking lot just the other day, and she said, hey, God, help me, please. I pray, give me a parking spot right in front of the door, and if you do, I'll give up tequila and sex for the rest of my life. And as she continued to drive, she looked, and oh, there was a parking stall. It appeared, right? And so she pulled in, she looked up to heaven, and she said, hey, God, forget that, because I found one on my own. Hey, just saying, the liberals, you know what? They will stop at nothing just to kind of change the world, and it seems to be working. We all got to be pushing back. All of the time, push back, push back. In Canada, for instance, they're trying to take free speech away. That's the equivalent in the U.S. today of the First Amendment, and it's working. They have a majority, effectively, in the House of Commons because they have all the commies and the other parties with them. They join them in everything that they do that is crazy to the ordinary person. Canadians don't want this. They do not want this, but I got to tell you, it's keeping on going on. How do you push back? I mean, I don't know anymore. I mean, I'd like to think that you'd have an opposition that would do a better job. The opposition that's in Canada, the Conservative Party, they're not conservative in the normal sense. They send a note. This particular note says the Liberals will stop at nothing to stifle free speech in Canada. We know that. Then they say donate money. What are you going to do with the money? They have a majority. You need to change what you do because 70% of all Canadians have never voted for you. They've never voted conservative. And these guys, they continue to do the same thing. Guys and girls, they send out emails all of the time asking for money. What good is it? Who cares? If you have the money, what do you do with it? Advertise. It doesn't matter. There's no election right now. And the other people are in charge. So you don't need money to stand up in the House of Commons and talk and do your job. You're already getting paid. You do not need more money to do that. That's your salary. But instead, they continue to ask. And that's kind of the headline always. They kind of make it sound like it's free speech, but it's always really about to give me more money, but we're the same as them. I guess they're not trying to take your free speech away, but they do so many other things that are the same. Liberal light, I guess so. Swinging over to the U.S. of A. I'm complaining about a lot of stuff, and also I'm telling you stuff that you already know, but I'm reminding you that there has to be a solution. Y'all got to get in there and change things, and you can't change things. It's like being sick. You know what? You can't take a pill unless you know what it's for. Here's the same thing. You got to kind of keep identifying the problem. It's a little depressing, but you have to do that so you know a solution. You can find a solution and you can implement it. Back to Canada, of course, that's to get a Conservative Party that acts like what they are. Rah. That's free speech, is it? It's kind of freedom of movement. Do what you say. St. Louis, Montana, Missouri, that'll be it. They have the worst murder rate in the entire nation. I used to think it was Detroit, but it's not. It's St. Louis, and it's at a 50-year high, and the mayor, she's a newly elected black female mayor, and she says, let's defund the police. Okay, that makes sense. I mean, I'm big, fat, and ugly, throw away the diet pills. Ah, you know what I mean. I mean, how about doing the wrong thing? And she's also against guns. I mean, there should be gun control, so good people should be able to be gunned down by bad people, boom, boom, boom. She's nuts. They're all nuts. These Democrats, they're just, I gotta tell you, her cheese is off the cracker. But just saying. Then you have the Florida governor, who's a right-wing guy. He's on the right side of it all, and he's saying, push back, push back. He's a solution guy, but he's gotten the problem first, right? The problem is that all the big tech guys are stifling our freedom of speech. I'm still talking about that in the U.S. vein. He's saying, hey, guys, I'm going to charge you. We're going to fine you. You aren't allowed to do that. You can't just take people's messages away. You can't manage the messages against the law in this state. Good for him. It needs to roll out into other states. At least in the U.S., they have power. The states have power and they exercise it in Canada. If they do have power, I've not noticed, except for Quebec. They have a lot of power. Here's a little girl, Lydia is her name, and she's in the U.S. of A., Braxton, Mississippi, and she wore a face mask. And the face mask, due to COVID, of course, said, Jesus loves me. And talk about pushback again. I hate that word or that term, pushback, but so many people are getting it, and we got to give it. And the school came up to her and says, hey, you can't do that. That's not very nice. Oh, by the way, the other students, they can wear Black Lives Matter and a variety of other things, but you can't wear your message. Again, managing the message, you are subject to discipline if you wear the mask again. No free speech for you. No right of religion, freedom of religion. Hit the road, Jack. Lydia, it's wrong. Another problem, looking for a solution now. Liberals always look for a solution to something that isn't a problem. We need to look for solutions to things that are a problem, and it's their problem. liberals are always about activity and they never have any achievement. It's up to us to kind of do it all in Canada again, bouncing back and forth. The polls say that conservatives aren't going to win the next election. Why would they? I mean, because they're the same as what you got anyway. Why would they? You got to be different. Do what the name implies. But polls are kind of for strippers and dogs, and I get that. But sometimes you have to pay attention because a lot of the, I don't know, public that can be manipulated, always they are manipulated by polls. They take this as gospel and they act accordingly, right? And the conservatives, back to them, I keep going back to that. They're called liberal light by so many, I got to think, they're really not. They're NDP heavy because they're kind of on that other side. Smarten up. I mean, this recent survey shows that 38% of people would vote liberal today and 29% would vote conservative. You're kidding me, right? You have a leader who is, he couldn't manage his way out of a wet paper bag. That would be the prime mistake of Canada. So your competition is virtually non-existent. They're unethical, they're dishonest, they're all of those things, and you're still 10 points behind. It's like playing hockey and half of the other team is in the penalty box and the rest of them are drunk and they can't stand and you're in great shape and you're a good skater and you can't score. What is wrong with you people? Ah! And then you have Alberta who says, we're going to send drones up and look at our citizenry and catch them with drones and say, aha, you didn't wear a mask and we told you to, gotcha. And finally, they surrendered and said, too much pushback from the populace. We're not going to do that anymore. I got one final thing. Are you still with me? Canada has, I don't know, 30 some odd million people, right? And they've now ordered 400 million COVID vaccine shots. Do the math. I mean, do you think somebody's getting kickbacks on that, or we're all just getting kicked in the head? Y'all, come back here tomorrow. We're going to have more for you from the right. See ya.